A source told me that Dr. Shakil Afridi has been transported from Peshawar to a jail near the village of Adalia, which is located near the border with Pakistan and India. And this, as I understand, took place amidst heavy security, and I'm sure you've seen these reports and stories. And there are questions about whether he, an alleged CIA agent, was about to be released and transported back to the U.S. This is the individual who was involved in the vaccination campaign and was arrested some time ago. What can you tell us about this situation?
Well, I don't have the latest on this. I have seen the media reports like you have. I believe Dr. Shakil Afridi had violated the laws of Pakistan and his case was being tried. And he has been serving some detention, some kind of, you know. So I don't know the latest on this. These are the media reports. I cannot say anything about this.
Would you, from your personal point of view, think that this is something that would or should be considered?
No, I believe that that if he violated certain laws of the land, he ought to be accountable for that.
Do you think he's paid the price already?
I don't know. I cannot say that because that's not for me to judge.
At some point, do you think that would be an option to release him in a trade? Because that's what I understand may be considered a trade for others, Pakistani nationals from the U.S. The woman, Siddiqui, I believe is her name, who was involved and arrested some years ago in a terror attack, was the person that I've been told has been discussed as a possible trade. Would that be something that you would think amenable?
Well, the two governments have been from time to time talking with each other to find some kind of solution. But I don't know if any agreement has been reached on any of these matters.
Mm-hmm. Would this, if it could be worked out, would this be a good step for U.S.-Pakistani relations?
Well, I do, again, as I said, this is something that we have not even started negotiating, and it will all depend whether an amicable solution can be found. The overall objective, of course, would be that the two governments should be able to remove the points of divergence and focus on points of convergence. So that would be the overall approach. But I don't know, honestly, I don't want to prejudge as to what would be the outcome of any such negotiations as and when they take place.
Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S., Izaz Chowdhury, J.J. Green, WTOP News.